Sudan has tightened restrictions on aid workers and journalists travelling to Darfur. Analysts say the aim is to conceal renewed hostilities between rebels and the army. We spoke to Anthony Marney from the UK Catholic aid agency CAFOD, who is working on the organisation's Darfur programme.
I think it's fair to say the situation on the ground really is as serious now as it ever has been, because although the worldwide interest fluctuates, the humanitarian situation hasn't really changed. In fact, you could say it's actually become more serious, because there have been more displacements of people from their villages into the camps in recent weeks. Therefore, the actual humanitarian challenge is as serious now as it was when we started the program 2.5 years ago. That is to say, more than 2 million people are now homeless and living in camps. About 3 million people are affected altogether, because when we think of the host population who have to receive many of the displaced people, they also are deeply affected by this crisis. So it's become a long-running or protracted emergency, and as I said, a very great challenge. The UN calls it the most serious challenge of its kind in the world at the moment.